Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A familiar ring of the Good Day Show open for this hour. We're at 7 after the hour, December the 6th. Tomorrow at this time, we'll be talking about what we've talked about every single year since I have been a broadcaster. There was a special on PBS last night, Tom Selleck narrating the story of those who survived and those who didn't. Yet another angle for what happened when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor December 7th, 1941. But that's for tomorrow. Today we celebrate a different thing. Every day has something to celebrate, right? Jay, you can look and see and find things.
Well, there's always a reason. And then if you go to any of the websites, like what is it, National Today or Today's Calendar and all of that, there is always something.
Yep. Always something there to remind me that there are good things, like a list of the coolest gifts for this year. Let's see if we can find some time for that during this hour. All the people who think they're so smart because they've got everybody taken care of, well, maybe not. Maybe not. Have you gotten me a present yet?
I have.
Have you? Really?
The question is, will it be delivered on time because I accidentally sent it to myself instead of your house?
Oh, good for you.
And then I have to send it back to you.
Well, the last two things, Jack Stockwell sends me things with regularity, and the last two things he sent me haven't arrived, so I'm wondering if somebody has gotten smart and they figure, because this happens, your mail doesn't always get to you. And it isn't because there's some glitch in the system. It's because somebody along the line who's familiar with you, the local postman or somebody that works in the office, knows what's in there or has taken the step at some point in time to look at that return address and think to themselves, ooh, that sounds interesting. Because unless they get caught, there's no ramification to it. And the interesting thing would be to hear from somebody who works at a post office. They've got to have cameras in the post office, right? Wouldn't you think? Each post office would have cameras.
I can't remember if it was UPS, FedEx, or the USPS, but there was somebody who was working the hours on the clock but not actually doing the work and was dumping all of the mail. Packages in some like ravine somewhere, and it had been going on for quite a while before I even figured that out.
Yeah. There's a lot of imbalance, shall we say, to people who are, my teaching of English was indicative of how we focused on the word. You don't use the word to describe the word. But then there's, you know, the imbalance thing kind of works. There are a lot of people who work in those jobs that because of the tediousness sometimes of the job, they just become wackos. They just lose it. So at any rate, let's talk about something that comes across as angelic, shall we? Heroism at its finest. The trooper who saved the daughter who has RSV. Once again, the breathing problem that comes. This is something new this year. Respiratory. What's the arrest of SVU? SVU. Good, Doug.
respiratory virus. That's really difficult, and it can get you at any age, but more so children and especially
younger
infants.
It can
be deadly.
And this is the story that Victoria O'Neill told about her 9-week-old three daughters, first started to get sick last week. By Tuesday, one daughter, Amelia, had grown worse. She said, when I went to feed them, she just sounded so weak and sick, and I freaked out. So I called my friend, my fiancé, Derek, told him, please come home, asked him to take her to the hospital. When Stroud got the call at work, he rushed home, wasted no time getting his daughter out the door. However, he was stopped on the way to the hospital after being pulled over for speeding. And that, how many times has that happened when you're on, and then some, well, it, hopefully the police officer in this case, he did get it.
Well, and here's the thing. So Derek was going over 100 miles per hour, mm-hmm. and the police officer was saying that most time, he had his hazards on, so he was letting people know, like, he was on the road, right. he was going fast,
with
hazards on, and most people that are speeding, they try not to draw attention to themselves.
Right, exactly.
So he kind of already knew, like, okay, this isn't right, something's wrong, pulled him over. Derek, so upset, was like, I'm trying to get to the hospital, my daughter's having issues. The trooper looks in, he's like, I think she has RSV, and mm-hmm. he's also a trained paramedic before
EMG.
He became a police officer.
The guy's name is Matthew Brown, who's the trooper, by the way. Yeah, go ahead, you're telling the story well.
Well, and he called, he had firefighter and EMT training, and so he reached out to medical emergency services. There was an ambulance nearby. They were able to get the little girl, get her to a hospital. She was treated and then ended up being transferred to a different hospital. But the quick acting of this trooper to, well, A, pull him over, but identify that, well, this guy is distressed. This isn't just
some demon
who's just being impatient or something. And realizing, no, this little girl is not breathing. And she was not breathing in a specific way that he was able to immediately identify, like, she can't wait for you to get her to the hospital. She needs paramedics on the scene.
Right, and so that's what happened, and what a wonderful way, what a great... See, these are the stories, you can't judge a book by its cover. Every page in the book is different, every police officer is different, just like every teacher is different, just like every radio personality is different, just like everybody who works on cars is different, we all are different. And so the people who go around trying to condemn, or it looks like the Democrats say all Republicans are bad, Republicans are all Democrats. It's all that's such nonsense. Everybody needs to be understood as to what he or she can offer, how they operate, how are they as parents, how are they as children, how are they as brothers, how are they as sisters, how are they as workers, you know, it's just whatever. So anyway, what a great story. That's it. Trooper Matthew Brown of the North Carolina State Highway Patrol. He's the one who's the hero. He's the one who's the angel. And he's the one that we are talking about along with his mother and father and these three girls. There's a Christmas present early. Right? There it is.
Mm-hmm. The same good. These 9-week-old children.
Yep. Christmas present. Speaking of Christmas present, hey, guys. This is the Christmas to give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Aha! Got your attention, right? Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. They are at Pajama Dime. Say it again, Doug. This is kind of like Magaga, right? There's a few extra consonants in here. Pajamagram. These naturally nude pajamas are very sensuous, very smooth. They feel just like the soft skin under the pajamas, even more alluring than lingerie. The texture, the touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love them and you'll want to feel them. Don't leave anything to the imagination. Naturally nude pajamas. She will love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. You can order them right now. Pajama Gram, take the time right now, and Pajama Gram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 savings, the best selling holiday gift for women, for men to give to women. I suppose you, woman, you want to buy these for yourself, you buy yourself, help yourself, right? What's the deal?
Queen, get it.
Right. So how about it? Is this something that you want to have? Let's drop a little hint on Ryan.
Yeah, or I'll go buy it myself.
There you go. Here's what you do. You go to pajamagram.com, PajamaGram, pajamagram.com. Do it right now, pajamagram.com. You're looking for naturally nude pajamas, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
All right, so we have the Ukrainians really working over the Russians. There was a drone attack. This is like really turning the page on this thing, right? The Ukrainians sent drones to attack military bases in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And they really made a mess out of these two military air bases. And it's not like they're on the border.
They're on the offense.
Yeah, well, that's good. So they're kind of the same sort of missile as the Russians have used to hit the power grid in Ukraine. This thing is going on. This is almost to the point of being silly that everybody's watching this. The only people that are making out here, the Russians are making out, Ukrainians are making out, the military-industrial complex is making out. They're the ones. And you wonder sometimes in the background how much they, those nameless, faceless people that run these companies, how much behind the scenes they are there stirring the pot. There's nothing about this that's good for anybody except them, right?
Well, war Russia, is one of the most lucrative businesses there is.
Yeah, right. So why don't we come to grips with that and deal with it as a separate entity to all this other stuff? Okay, so there are explosions, lots of people get killed, and to what end? The Russians are not going to win this. The Ukrainians have lost, in a sense, even though they'll win at the end of the day. Public opinion is against Russia, the Russian government, so it's going to be miserable for years. The Russians will not be able to recover from this for years, for decades, perhaps. Look at how long it took after World War I. The Germans didn't come around for 20-plus years, and look at what they did with what they came around. They came back to doing the same thing. And then after World War II, the world was more cautious, even though they were smarter about how they dealt with the Germans. But the Japanese, it took us, in both cases, in Europe, it was a combined effort of the, it was like the, what was the name of the, it was a deal that was put together after the war in Japan, MacArthur. What the heck was the name of that? I don't remember. But it was the idea was to help the two countries get back on their feet. And so we did. We did it. We pretty much single-handedly did it with the Japanese and with the help of the Brits and the French kind of helped the Germans come back. But this is, it's good, but it's not good. You know what I mean? As far as the military, they're pushing back into Russia. 21 after, this is good day.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program for Tuesday, December the 6th. I'm Doug. Jay's here. Jay Kirshner, who's in charge of many things on the program, including monitoring your social media and social media in general, celebrity news, the stuff that's trending. And here's a big one. The folks at Guns N' Roses, the folks, isn't that interesting? There's a big lawsuit that they have filed, and we'll tell you about why they filed it and what it's all about right after this. Gentlemen, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all, soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. You get them at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and the touch of these pajamas is really seductive. Leave nothing to the imagination. Naturally nude pajamas. The feeling is wonderful right next to the skin. Feels like wearing nothing at all. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 saving on this best-selling holiday gift. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping, and that's free. In a year filled with unexpected items, get her something she can count on. Here's what you do. Go right now to Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Been a big Guns N' Roses fan, but I certainly knew who Axl Rose was because he was involved in lots of different things musically. So the boys in Guns N' Roses, under their moniker, had filed a lawsuit against a gun store for using their brand in the name of the shop. This is kind of a stupid thing. The guy that runs the shop's got to be a little dizzy. He's asking the members of the group. Are asking the store, which is called Texas Guns N' Roses.
But here's the thing. They actually sell guns and roses.
And roses.
They're a gun store and a florist.
Yeah. How about that? But that's a bit, you know, as well as I do, that was purposeful. They did it so they could get away with what they're trying to get away with.
Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder if that is the case or if they genuinely didn't think.
No.
Because, well, Guns N' Roses obviously are filing the lawsuit because they're saying it insinuates that GNR is linked to this place of business and that it could be confusing to customers and consumers and that there is no connection, any of that stuff. And then the defense attorney representing Texas Guns N' Roses has stated that the store filed for a trademark in 2014, later registered in 2016, and that there is no proof of any confusion and no evidence. So we'll see where this goes, if they have to change their name or if they win.
I told you about the suit. It wasn't a suit. I just sent a letter because I own the term Good Day. And it's very interesting that you know, you look around for these things, and like a couple of my former business partners, they trademarked the Boston Garden because the Boston Garden didn't hold the trademark anymore. It was called TD Garden. So they've used it, and the TD folks have said, we're going to sue you if you don't stop using it. And those guys have said, okay, go ahead, sue us. So when I said to the folks at Fox, or I didn't, my lawyer did, we own Good Day, you want to use it? Fine, but know that at any time, I was good about it, I thought. They were jerky about it for a while, and then I said, okay, you know, you can use it, but... Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. So it'll be interesting to see how this lawsuit it does go, yeah. All right, Jay, thank you. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet care experts advise guardians to think like a parole officer. Any destructive, delinquent pet needs constant supervision and strict training. The recommended attitude is not preventative, but rather correctional, as it might be in prison. This attitude is detrimental both to the pet and to your relationship with him. If you're always correcting him, always certain he's going to do something wrong when you're not around, you're creating a situation where only bad things can happen. Cats and dogs are not delinquent. No matter what they have done, they're not trying to get even with you. They're not committing these acts because they have become generally evil or some malicious streak in their personality. There's always a reason or a variety of reasons that contribute to this type of behavior. Once you've tracked down the cause, you can really get to the resolution. That's really important. The most important thing you can do as a pet guardian if you have a dog or a cat that has behavioral problems is analyze and figure out why the problem's there. Once you know the why, the resolution is real easy. But don't focus on correcting. Focus on figuring out why the problem's there in the first place. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the United States Treasury Department issued a license to Chevron to drill for oil in Venezuela, Venezuelan dissidents are crying foul as the President Maduro regime continues to engage in what are internationally recognized crimes against humanity. Former White House economic advisor, Republican Stephen Moore, he was on Fox News and points out the obvious.
The United States has more oil, gas, and coal than virtually any other country in the world. The cleanest coal, the cleanest oil and gas in the world. So if you're worried about the environment, why would you want to get oil and gas from Venezuela, which has some of the dirtiest energy, and not from the United States? So we have to become the energy powerhouse that we were.
Kirstie Alley, the star of Cheers and Drop Dead Gorgeous, died Monday. She was 71. Alley's children, True and Lily, announced the actress died from cancer. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is this Mariah Carey?
Sounds like Ariana Grande.
Oh, Ariana Grande, okay. Merry Christmas from Ariana Grande. Don't you love it when you hear on the Christmas music stations all the voices, hi, this is Madonna. Hi, this is Harry Selick, or Harry, whatever his name is.
Styles.
Him too.
You put some respect on his name.
Yeah. And all the other names that you hear, like they had recorded something special, when in fact the production director, who's a very important part of radio and radio, the things that you hear, takes those snippets and edits them together. You know, we always talk about what happens with the facial stuff, you know, how you can take audio, video and you can put somebody's head on somebody else's body. That's how good the technology is today. Well, the same thing happens audio-wise with a lot of the things that you hear cleverly produced on your favorite radio station. So there, we don't do any of that stuff here. It's all the real thing, right? Real stuff. We're just starting to say, yeah. Okay, so let's get to some good things for this Tuesday. The another story, last week we were talking about this, the police officer who saved the young girl. Well, here is another the distress signal that forced early delivery. A twin saved her sister's life, and this was while she was still in the womb, sending out distress signals, prompting doctors to this is pretty amazing. I look at this and I think to myself, how in the world? And then you think, well, maybe it isn't of this world. Maybe it's from another thing outside mm-hmm. of our world. This was very critical. These were preemies. Poppy McBride's heart rate began to waver on the monitor at 31 weeks. And the doctor said that forced them to deliver her and her twin sister, Winnie. They were the parent. Oh, my God. They only weighed 1 pound, 11 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
How do you survive weighing 1 pound, 11 ounces? Poppy was healthy. Nothing wrong with her heart. How in the world? The other one weighed 3 pounds.
They delivered early, and then she's born, and they're like, wait, she's perfectly healthy, just premature.
But how do you survive it with, like, less than 2 pounds?
Well, that's why
that's a miracle in
25
itself.
Weeks is when it becomes the chances of a premature baby surviving. It is actually somewhat possible. And then about 27 weeks, still micro-preemie. I mean, these babies are so tiny.
That's you're addressing the
their life.
You're addressing the controversy of abortion and when life, when it's appropriate or not appropriate. What are you doing at a certain age along the way? Right. That's what you're. That's why. You said that because there are a lot of people at 25 weeks that are ready to pull a plug. And then it becomes a very iffy proposition. So, okay, anyway, back to the good stuff.
Your question about 31 weeks and how they survive.
Yeah, no, that was a good answer to.
But the thing is Poppy somehow sent this signal and the heart rate changed, and those mm-hmm. girls were born. Poppy ends up being completely fine, and Winnie was the one who was actually the one that needed saving and was in distress. Mm-hmm. And Winnie probably would not have survived had they not delivered early.
Yep. Wow. That's pretty interesting. Hooray for the medical, when it's the good teams, right? The medical community really knows its stuff. While we're there, let's do some other medical information or medical news, if you will. Leprosy has appeared in medical literature as far back as there has been medical literature, but the latest appearance doesn't involve any talk of treatment or cures, rather a very unique ability that the parasites that cause leprosy have to regenerate in your liver.
Mm-hmm.
The findings suggest the possibility of adapting this natural process to renew aging livers and to repair damaged livers to increase the health span of your life and remove a number of those who are waiting, you know, that transplant list. And livers and kidneys are the most popular, I guess. There's heart transplants and lung transplants. Yeah,
go ahead. With a kidney, you have two, and so you can donate one and be a living donor.
But
with a liver,
it cooked if it doesn't. Yeah, exactly. So this is news to me. I never knew leprosy was caused by a parasite. Have you ever seen a picture of somebody who has leprosy?
I went through this weird fascination with leprosy when I first learned about it when I was younger. And
really?
There was the leper colony on one of the islands in Hawaii back in the day. And I just thought it was so beyond fascinating.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting, the psychosomatic side of this?
Mm-hmm.
I am itching. I'm scratching my skin around my neck right now. And my ankle. I'm just moving around. Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is
a parasite or bug or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, there's so much stuff around us. Remember last week I told you that I had that little dizzy spell? And after really examining what that was about, it's some kind of a virus, some kind of a bug, some kind of something that's in the air. We are is the same as we are accosted by all of the waves from our computers and our phones and television and radio and all of that. We can't see them, but they're there. And they affect us. And the same thing is true with all these bugs that are in the air that we can't see. That's why the masks that you wore, if they weren't the N95s, they didn't do you any good at all. It was just theater. Because those bugs can get through.
Mm-hmm.
Those, they just, they get through.
The cloths that people are wearing are just bananas.
Right.
When it first started, all the homemade masks.
Oh, remember we did some Good Day masks, and we did some farm masks as well. We had about 150 masks made that looked like cow skin. You weren't around then. Anyway, we had some good day. A lot of people who were in business, they had masks made with their logo on it. Good for business, but didn't do you any good. But there was that element of the psychological, okay, I got a mask on, I'm protected. And maybe it worked because there's a real connection between how your mind works, back to the spirit, mind, body thing, how your mind works as to how your body is prepared for the challenges that it is accosted by every single day. Mm-hmm. Never mind how bad some of the food is that we eat and the air that we breathe. We can kind of see that, but you can't see these viruses and these bacteria. They're just there.
Mm-hmm. And the placebo effect is so very real.
It is. Yep, that's for sure. So anyway, this is good news for those. I have to ask Dr. Jack and Ken about that as well. Speaking of the business with the COVID, for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, which is, almost 3 years, it'll be 3 years, right, in the spring, next March, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
There's a
March 13th when the world shut down.
Yeah, exactly. So the majority of those of you who had somebody pass from COVID here in America, the number 99% were at least partially vaccinated. This is according to an analysis of federal data. The vaccinated people in September of 2021 made up 23% of the fatalities. In January and February of this year, it's up to almost 50%. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Huh? The death among vaccinated people increasing due to the waning effectiveness of the COVID vaccines. So if you've had, I guess there are a couple of ways of reading this. You have had it and it protected you for a while, but it's now worked its way out of your system. Or they didn't do anything in the first place. And, those who are proponents of the COVID say, well, it wears out, you need another shot. Those who are anti-vaccine say they didn't work, they were no good to begin with. And so one of the problems is the increasingly contagious strains of the virus that are being spread, especially to the elderly. And this is something when you get right down to the brass tacks, especially now as we look at what's going on, as the people in China can't hide what's going on. We have, in our country, mostly around the world, have eased the restrictions, except L.A. County is thinking of restoring the mask mandate so that if you're in a building, you got to wear a mask. It'd be interesting to see where that goes, because people everywhere, it's a choice. You want to wear the mask, fine. But the more information we have about these masks, as I just pointed out, some of them are no good. Why? It's all theaters like the TSA. It's just foolishness.
Or when people are wearing the mask, but their nose is still exposed.
Yeah, right. You see that all the time.
Take the mask off if you're going to do that.
Yeah,
The 2-year-olds. 2 and up are supposed to wear a mask if they are required to do so anywhere. Mac has a doctor's appointment today, and he's supposed to have to wear a mask, and I do not know how this is going to go. He's
not
had to wear one for any of us because he's never been old enough anywhere that requires it.
You mean if you put one on him, so he may go fussy having it on?
Yeah, because he's
scared.
Not going to know. He's probably going to be like, why are you suffocating me, woman?
Yeah.
Don't you love me?
Yeah. Well, there's a tough one, right? The folks in China now face new risks. The pandemic now is, as I said, I've been saying right along, and I'm trying not to sound like na-na-na-na-na, but you're reaping what you have sown. The government doesn't know how to handle the decision that was made to let that virus go loose or to try to transport it and raise hell, raise Cain, whatever, and disrupt the world. They were successful in doing that. Look at how disruptive it was, and look at how disruptive the world was for 2 years. But now, They have so much, they have a huge problem, surges in deaths, and the people who are in generation, what is it, Generation X? James, what generation are you? Is he X?
Gen Z. That's what I am.
Okay, he's a Z. All right, those are the people who are making all of the fuss. So as much as I discount some of the effects of Generation Z for any number of reasons, in this circumstance, they are on it. They're the ones that are stirring the pot in Russia, and they're the ones stirring the pot in Iran. So at any rate, it's really, when you get right down to it, this, by the way, is from this morning's Washington Post, and Fauci talking about the safety still of the COVID vaccines. Well, maybe if you get the new one, then you're okay. But if you've had the old ones, you can just kind of figure they've gone out of your body with whatever else you excrete, because they don't do anything. Anyway, and this is another joke. The whole business about monkeypox, it's no longer a public health emergency. It wasn't a public health emergency to begin with. It's just that the people of the World Health Organization, run by the Chinese, right, the monkeypox is now called the mpox. You know what? Who cares? It didn't affect anybody. There were, as of this last week, about 29,000 cases reported around the world and 19 deaths here in our country. That's it. So it was another one of those things in the news media to hype to get everybody afraid. Yep, okay, well, that didn't work. At least it didn't work here. 48 after, this is Good Day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
This week at Staples, save 40% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 40% on...
Happy holidays! Cake Nana.
Save 40% on
You Are Cordially Invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 40% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
After the hour, it is time for us to focus on your family on the farm, on food issues. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, starting off celebrating National Gazpacho Day. That's today. Ask anybody what they think about gazpacho, and they'll tell you it's chilled and delicate. No, you're not asking me.
I would think that this day would be celebrated in the summer or the warmer.
Yeah, right.
It's cold soup.
Yeah, cold soup. See you later.
And it's anyway, delicious.
Apparently, Christopher Columbus brought it over. No wonder so many people on his ship got sick. The tomato base was added in the 19th century. They put in different kinds of peppers and stuff. And so that's why it is what it is these days. But I have some interesting food news from the Campbell Soup Company, most noted for its tomato soup. Of all the soups that they have at Campbell, the only one that I'll eat is the tomato soup. I love tomato soup with a cheese sandwich, right? Yeah. Grilled cheese sandwich and tomato soup. Yum,
classic.
Yum, yum. All right, now, if we go into the history of Campbell's soup, back in 1869, the Campbell family, which was from Massachusetts, they were farmers, in fact. And up until recently, the family owned a large farm, about 1,000 acres, in a town not far from here. Now, the Campbell Soup Company, beginning its third century, they're trying to figure out how they survive. Because, you know, there's a lot of changes, and people are realizing that some of the things that they've, you know, like chicken soup, the chickens that's in the chicken soup's pretty much all dark meat, and it comes from old laying hens that they buy cheap. Because it's, you know, they make more money with cheap chicken. Anyway, so they're trying to spot new trends, and they have spread out. They have used an AI insight engine, artificial intelligence, to look at hundreds of menus and look at other data points around the country informationally to see what it is that people are doing. So some of their recent innovations, oat milk based soups instead of regular milk. This isn't milk at all, but you know, oak water based soups. That's the way Doug looks at it, huh? Right. There's a
substance and consistency.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Then there's a cooking concentrate called Flavor Up that comes in three flavors. It's supposed to be used as sort of a spice, but it isn't. It's a flavoring, and I'm gonna guess that it's probably artificial, but I don't know that. Anyway, so they hope to, this is, their new innovations account for a couple of points on net sales. Most of the things they sell are the old stuff, but, you know, like chicken noodle soup, that sort of thing, or chicken rice soup. I actually will admit to having some of their chicken rice soup. So I try to stay away because the noodles are all gluten full, and so yeah.
And all right, speaking of noodles, gluten has a filler hidden in there somewhere too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of chicken noodle soup, Tim Hortons chicken noodle soup is the recall of the day. There are insects in the soup.
Protein. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's a delicacy in some cultures.
Right. Food inspection recall alert. The product has been sold mostly up in Canada, but there are a lot of Tim Horton stores like in New York and Ohio. Don't you have Tim Horton stores in Ohio?
I not near where I am, but I do believe there are some in the state somewhere.
Yeah, there are. Most of the Tim Horton stores down here are on the border, in the border states. Like up in Maine, they have it. New Hampshire, Vermont, New York. I think there's some in Ohio, but mostly the border states. But anyway, if you have any Tim Horton soup, especially chicken noodle, you better go back to the store and get your money back. A lot of, this is, Tim Horton sells a lot to hotels and restaurants and that sort of thing. So, if you're in a kitchen, you're running a kitchen, and you've got the Tim Hortons soup-based chicken noodle soup, you better toss it. These were all sold up to and including October the 20th, but they're just finding out about it now. All right, so that's the recall of the day. Can you imagine having insects? Well, if you don't know it's there, you don't know it's there. And you're right, if it's dead, and it's going to be dead, I mean, you want... Sometimes with soups and stuff, when you leave them out, they get bacteria and stuff in them, and then they're not good. But this is stuff that's, I don't know, maybe it would be good for you. Protein, as the lady said. 59 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.